185 and 0.
Blog Talk Radio.
Charlie Zelenoff, the greatest of all time. What's up, everybody? Pound for Pound Radio. Yeah, Win 186 will be in May or June. May or June. You know, June at the latest. Because I'm going to Europe to be with my girlfriend. So, you know, it would probably be best to wait for Europe. Because, come on, I beat the fuck out of everybody here. My last fucking... Man, my last 185 wins were phenomenal. But I'm saying, like recent, like, well, they're all, that's what I'm saying. I fight so often, they're all fucking recent. Okay, my last 5, 6, 7, my last fucking 4 wins were amazing. Anthony Thompson, Kung Fu champion, Troy, and Lee Waleo, the 180-0 boxer. So, you know, beating, I mean, I always beat everybody. In the streets, I would knock people out. In the ring, I beat Derek the Giant. But now it's just I'm literally every single fight fighting a world-class or a top-level fighter. I mean, it's like my competition's better. I'm better. I mean, I'm better than ever. I'm in my prime. And I hate to break it to you, BoxRec, but I'm going to continue winning fights on YouTube for the next 15, 16 years. 16 years. I'm going to do this till I'm 45 years old. So you people are in for a rude awakening. But anyways, I want to comment on something regarding basketball. I'm not really the one to get involved in basketball, you know, like beef. You know, I got much bigger fish to fry, as you all saw in my last fight. A 225-pound heavyweight boxer in front of me. The guy threw his best shots at me in the end. He couldn't hurt me. I didn't even throw my best shots at him. I threw precision punches, like speed, technique-type punches. Usually I go all out and just, like, knock my opponent out, stop him in, like, 1 or 2 seconds. That's what usually happens 99.9% of the time. But this fight was different. However, I like it better this way. Well, the next fight will be a vicious knockout. Even if it's a rematch with Lee or Thompson, doubtful. I don't think he's going to box me again. I think he's had enough in that first fight. Blooded his nose, beat his ass. Credit to Thompson, but Anthony Thompson, because he hung up on me. You know, I couldn't. And then he answered, and then he's like, "Yeah, man, what's up, man? That was a good fight. You know, held my own. You were clearly the winner, though, but, you know, we'll see. Maybe if I'm in L.A. in April." He said his birthday is in April, and he's coming to L.A. The guy's 25 years old, in his prime, and he was undefeated. I mean, wait a minute. I remember the man with the senior excuses. I beat a 6'4 heavyweight who had much better boxing skills than Deontay Wilder, and I beat the shit out of him on video, and he's 25 years old, younger than me? And you haters are still talking? You people need help, man. All right. Let's see here. Okay. Durant, this Shaq, and Durant, great player. Will most likely win. Will win his first ring this year. I mean, it's like it's crazy. The Warriors, their best player can get injured, and they're still the favorites to win the title. I mean, it's pretty. Listen, man, I know. Look, man, Cleveland made history last year, and they were better last year. But I don't know, man. It's just tough to root for a team when their best player has photos with a guy that you literally punked in real life, Chuck Liddell, and I know but at least the Warriors booed Mayweather, booed Kanye West. I hate Mayweather. I hate Kanye West. But here's what I want. This fucking pussy Shaq, Shaquille O'Neal. I fucking hate that motherfucker. He's friends with a guy that I TKO'd in the ring, Deontay Wilder. I saw friends, acquaintances, whatever. He's cool with Wilder. I mean, He's a fan of Deontay Wilder. Fuck Shaq. He's a fucking bitch. You know, they say beta or alpha. He's not a fucking alpha. This motherfucker cried in Orlando because Penny Hardaway started getting better than him. And he left to the Lakers. And before Kobe reached his prime, Shaq was the best player. But then when Kobe started, you know, peaking, Kobe started becoming obviously better than Shaq, and Shaq started crying, left the Lakers. Went, old ass motherfucker, went to Miami, had a prime Dwayne Wade, carry his ass, win the fucking championship. I don't even have Shaq as the second option on that team. I think Antoine Walker was the second best player. Or whoever the fuck is, it wasn't Shaq. Then the motherfucker joins LeBron, the Celtics, the KG. I mean, this dude, fuck this motherfucker, Team Hopper, and then, look, I don't care about any of that, but it's true. And this motherfucker always like to ring, you don't have a ring. Dude, Robert Horry got more rings than this motherfucker. 7 rings, I mean, it's his analogy. I don't like Barkley, you know, but Barkley said it pretty good. If I had Kobe and Wade carrying my ass, I'd have 4 rings too or more. You know what I'm saying? Durant's going to have more rings than Shaq when it's all said. Dude, Durant's on the Golden State Warriors. Nobody will beat this team, man. I mean, look, whatever. I ain't going to lose sleep with whatever team wins the championship, whatever. You know, I like to watch good basketball. I'm not a diehard fan. I'm a casual fan, you know. Before, I used to be a diehard fan back when the Lakers were the Lakers, you know what I mean? But now I'm not a diehard fan, you know what I mean? It's like, whatever. Golden State is obviously the best. They're shooting everybody fucking out of the building. I mean, they beat the Wizards yesterday for their 11th straight win without Kevin Durant. When this guy comes back, it's just not literally. It's going to be no contest. So it's going to be like, see my fights? I'm beating the fuck out of everybody, and it's just like not even close. I step up competition. Still, the results are one-sided. That's how it's going to be with the Warriors. They can be the only team. I mean, I doubt they'll go 16-0, but they have a chance, man. They're that good. Okay, they'll lose maybe a few games. The Spurs will probably give them like a 4-2 type series. Like, Spurs will probably Golden State and San Antonio is going to be if San Antonio can get past Houston, I mean, I don't know about that. Houston hasn't as bad defense, but Houston has phenomenal offense. I like Houston, too. It's just, look, this year, it's whoever comes out of the West is, you know, is definitely going to be champions. You know, the Warriors, I mean, See, I would put money on them, but it's just not a good bet. They're huge favorites to win. You know what I mean? It's like if I win, of course I'm going to win. They're going to win the title, and then it's just, you know what I'm saying? They're prohibitive favorites to win the championship. I mean, more than they were last year. Last year they fucking choked. And I'm saying that, you know, shout out to KD, Kevin Durant, man. Stephen A. Smith is a delusional prick. Don't listen to this clown. Stephen A. Smith says that Shaq has street people. Like, he's involved with, like, streets. Listen to me. Nobody, and I repeat, nobody that is on television is involved with anybody on the streets. I beat Teardrop, a multiple offense murder, on the streets. 18th Street, Teardrop, Southsider. Real motherfucker. I snapped his jaw with one punch, right? Therefore, I don't want to hear anything about Shaq and the streets, okay? Ever since I got married and, you know, yeah, I won street fights in Ukraine, but that's Ukraine. We're talking about America. Yeah, when I had to defend myself, I won street fights. I'm talking about, you know what I'm saying? I stopped looking for it. Yeah, okay, my wife was crazy, but she was really hot, she was great in sex, you know, the pussy was really good, you know what I mean, but I could not remain with her for the rest of my life because I have a hotter girl now who's a better person, and would make a much better wife in the future, better mom, better everything. Mom of my future kids and everything, you know, whenever she's ready to get to that, but I'm saying she has a lot more potential than Dario. And so I don't want to hear Stephen A. Smith directly message from Charlie Zonoff. I'm the guy that punched Deontay Wilder in the ring, and then Wilder cheap shot at me, got disqualified, but in the ring I clobbered him. I watch your shit on ESPN, First Take, whatever, you know, just to get a laugh. How you argue with that idiot Max Kellerman? You're both idiots. But see, here's the thing. I'm a basketball fan. I like basketball. You know what I mean? It's actually funny to watch you clowns. It's entertaining to watch you clowns argue, and it looks pretty damn scripted. But you know, you looked pretty serious though when you said Shaq's involved in the streets and that people wanted to get Kobe. Dude, I mean, everybody knows you're fucking out of your mind. I'm gonna say it again. Nobody. And I repeat, nobody that is on television is involved in any kind of real combat. All right? I beat a 180-0, 6'4", 225-pound heavyweight. It's on video, motherfucker. See that left hook? There you go. You can play it right now. Left hook, right in the face. Now, if I hit Shaq like that, or even better, if I hit Shaq like I hit that Kung Fu champion, knocked him out, literally, Kung Fu world champion. Listen, Shaq is a horrible, and I repeat, horrible fighter. Okay, whatever. Basketball player, I'm not knocking on his basketball, okay? Horrible free throw shooter, but whatever. Okay, he can post up. But the thing is, I don't give a fuck with NBA player beef. I'm not. But in this case, Durant is defending his teammate, who Shaq dissed for no reason, JaVale McGee. And then Shaq, you know, and then Durant, he has the full right to call Shaq whatever. And then you go and say, wait a minute, Shaq got people on the streets? Son, none of you people have any people on any fucking street. You guys are on TV. The TV is rigged. I'm not saying basketball's rigged. It's not. I'm saying that mainstream boxing, WWE, mainstream boxing is WWE, all your shit, nobody on the television is involved with anybody on the streets. Please keep that shit out of your fucking mouth. Shaq is not a gangster. He's not a fighter. He is a former basketball player. Leave it at that. Kevin Durant, JaVale McGee, they can talk all the shit they want to Shaq. Shaq is not going to do shit. Hey, he missed Brad Miller from behind. I seen that shit. That fucking sucker punch he threw at Brad Miller. Do you understand? How horrible can you be? I mean, it's one thing to miss somebody if their hands are down. But to miss when you're literally pissed off and you throw a punch at somebody from behind and you miss when they have no idea that you're even throwing a punch? Listen, Shaq is a joke. I would fucking annihilate Kazam. You hear this, Kazam? Hey, you took a picture with a guy that I knocked out in the ring, Deontay Wilder, right? You got a fucking problem? You'll be 0-1 in the ring. I beat a 6'10 boxer. Boxer. Notice I said boxer, 6'10, with shoes he was about your height. Rana Goku, tall motherfucker, long-ass reach. But I said boxer. He's a boxer. You're not a fucking boxer. All that shit you had with Moseley De La Hoya, staged, you son of a bitch. Fucking ran from Orlando, ran from L.A., ran from all the teams. You fucking bitch-ass motherfucker. You're a disgrace to the city of Los Angeles. I cannot believe that they put a statue of you. You don't deserve that shit. I mean, this motherfucker, you know, photo with Deontay Wilder, I beat Deontay Wilder, you know what I'm saying? It's like a, you know, let's Shaq get in the ring with me. I mean, listen, this guy, he's a fucking horrible fighter. I'd fucking murder him. I'd rip him into shreds. I'd crush the guys. He's talking about punching people in the face. Dude, you're not hard. The NBA has fucking millions of seven-footers, man. Nobody talks about fighting as much as you do. It pisses me off that a guy that just, you know, used to play basketball talks about punching people. Dude, who did you missed Brad Miller. I'm sure if Brad Miller turned around, he would have fucked you up. But that's the thing. Like, Shaq, You don't even need to, like, man, he's so slow. He's like 400 pounds or 350 pounds, dude. My hand speed? Are you kidding me? My power? But I'm a professional fighter. He's not. I beat guys that are 6'8", 6'7", Wilder 6'7". As much as I hate Deontay Wilder, he would destroy Shaq in a fight. Come on, we all know that. Yeah, Wilder's not a really good boxer, but he's still a boxer. Shaq is not. I beat Deontay Wilder. Shaq is a pussy. I mean, he may act, okay, posting, listen, lifting weights, bench pressing, posting up when you're 350 pounds, it does not mean you're a good fighter. You don't have hands. You can't make threats to anybody. You're a fucking bitch. You know what I'm saying? Look, a lot of these NBA players, they're not good at fighting, but the Shaq is the worst. Like, from what I've seen from all the big guys, yeah, he's terrible. Terrible. Yeah, and the thing is, if Shaq is listening to this, I'm not going to go easy on you like Oliver McCall and Sugar Shane Mosley and Oscar De La Hoya. Those are not fights, fucking retard. Those are all stage scripted sparring matches. If you ever get in the ring with me, you're going to get hit with something so hard. I mean, you think you're big. I mean, you are big. Yeah, you're big, not strong. You're big. Think you got all that size. Giant, huh? Hey, Derek the Giant. I beat a 300-pound pro boxer. Therefore, sit down, Kazam. Conversation closed. And shove your fucking four rings up your ass, you fucking faggot. Kevin Durant will get a ring this year. Regardless, you're a fucking bitch. I don't care rings for four rings. Look at my last four wins. Fuck your four rings. Anthony Thompson, Kung Fu champion. Troy, undefeated boxer. 180-0, Samoan boxer. That guy would fucking murder you. When you beat all those guys, then talk to me, Kazam. I'll put you in your fucking place. You fucking punking these NBA players, hey, you ain't saying shit to me because I live in L.A., bitch. All right? You ever see me? Just remember one thing, Shaq. There's no more cameras, media. There's no more Stephen A. Smith. This is it. Your fantasy world, it's not there. Then you're going to get hit with something real, motherfucker. Anyways. I would definitely want to knock out Deontay Wilder, but he doesn't want to fight me. So, like I said, when you have, you know, I don't want to call it a rivalry. There is no rivalry. I murdered Wilder in the ring. When you have an opponent that you beat, and there's beef. The beef's, you know, stopped, but still, there's former beef, whatever. Well, I mean, look, this is obviously me and Wilder hate each other. If we've seen each other, we'd start fighting right away, but he'd pull some pussy shit, like try to get his people to separate or something after I'd punch him. When you have beef with a fighter, and that fighter doesn't want to rematch you, when the public wants to see it, I mean, when I was in the fucking my ex-wife, motherfuckers are coming up to me and asking me, when are you going to beat Deontay Wilder again? When are you going to rematch Wilder? I mean, people in a different fucking country know about it and want to see it. Ukrainians want to see me and Wilder fight again. And this bum ducking. So what do? You go and beat better fighters. You can't do anything. What, you going to put a gun to his head? He doesn't want to box me. I beat him. I punched him with that left hook. He knows deep down that he got smashed in the ring. Why do you think, come on, man, it's common sense. Why did he desperately want a rematch? Why? Like, seriously, if he was begging me to rematch him, I wasn't, like, I didn't visual a second fight. That's why I didn't perform that well in the second fight, because I performed phenomenally in the first fight, I want to pause right now. I'm a lot better now, man. I would literally destroy Deontay Wilder. My last fight, I beat a much better fighter, man. Wilder is just, he's so long time ago. This shit's so 3 years ago. This is just old. But I just want to cover it because a lot of these delusional haters, they always talk about this fight. Listen, man, I got in the ring. I snapped the guy's jaw, all right? I showed this fight many people. I showed it to black people. I even showed it to some fans of Deontay Wilder, and they even said that I won. They're like, yeah, you caught him, you know, you caught him. I mean, come on. This sick troll TV, hey, this guy needs help. I mean, he's making these crazy videos. Now he's making videos about my ex-wife. I don't give a shit. And her retarded current boyfriend, some fat motherfucker. Let's see, Darius speaks English. Now, translation, now, fat motherfucker in Ukraine. Hey, you got a problem with the champ? Come to Los Angeles. I'll knock all your fucking teeth out. I would speak Russian, but then nobody's going to understand. You know what? All right. Okay. Моя бывшая жена Дарья, ее парень толстый. Эй, придурок, петушок, слышь? Это чемпион Шарль Зеленов разговаривает. Okay? Я победил Джилл Завала, Деонтей Уайлдер, Ли Лолио, Самон. 225 паунтов. Все на видео, все есть, все на YouTube. Если у тебя есть какая-то проблема, ты можешь в Лос-Анджелес приехать, и мы встретимся. И мы сразу эту проблему решим. Проблема в том, что я профессиональный боксер, а ты никто, блядь. Я бы нахуй... Ты толстый, сука, я видел фото с Дарьей. Если бы я бы тебя ударил один раз в твой живот, блядь, ты бы кишки нахуй свои вырыгал. Понял, пидорас, блядь? Я в Украине был 3 раза. Я твою girlfriend очень хорошо трахал, блядь. О, блядь, пиздец. Твоя girlfriend — это моя жена бывшая. Понимаешь? Я ее нахуй бросил. Если я фото делаю про нее, я имею все право. Потому что эти уроды, эти больные на голову хейтеры, они доебывают меня, они там говорят, ну покажи свою девушку, покажи свою девушку. Они карикатуры делают про Дарью, мою бывшую жену. Я не хочу, чтобы они это делали про мою current girlfriend, ну, girlfriend, с которой я сейчас. Ты понимаешь? Это чего я вот там бывших, Клаудио, Дарья, вот моих бывших показываю, вот я им говорю, на, смотрите, уроды, видишь, какие у меня красивые девушки были. А моя девушка сейчас, я серьезно с ней очень, и я не хочу ее потерять, я не хочу, чтобы про нее карикатуры делали, вот как про Дарью, вот этого чего я не выставляю, этого чего. Но мне не надо оправдываться, мне не надо чего рассказывать, кто ты такой, сука, блядь, я себе объясняю, блядь. Я в Украине боксера захуярил в Алпадрино ресторане, блядь, okay? Все его друзья видели на видео этот бой, блядь. Его, блядь, еще одного, блядь, Саня, блядь, иди в этот Вегас, называется там Джим, Саня зовут, блядь, солдат. Убил пару человек там в Донецке, блядь, я его захуярил, блядь, тоже на видео, сука. Так что он убийца, блядь. Я его кулаками запиздячил, блядь, все на видео, гондон. Понял, пидорас, блядь? Проблема есть, блядь, моя бывшая жена знает мой адрес, сука, приезжай, блядь, в любое время выйду тебе ебальник на чистю. Понял, блядь? Молодец. Alright, Charlie's going off to go. Yeah, I told the punk that, I told him the truth, man, that if he has a problem, the, you know, 185 and no Charlie's on off, we'll take care of him. But listen, this guy is talking out of his ass. He's a billion miles away from me, you know. Sandaria is literally, you know, she may not say it on the air, she may not say it on the net. She'll tell him personally. Dude, do you people even know? My God. I exposed her. I done said, listen, I don't care about her. I filed for divorce, but since she's talking shit, I said that she tried to fucking commit suicide. She's a crazy bitch. That's why I dumped her. Yes, I loved her. I really did. You know what I mean? She loved me more. She was more into me. But you know, whatever. Then it became equal. But it's not the point. The point is this. I left her. But if I ever decided to make a photo, okay, I put videos of Claudia. What, you think I want to get back with Claudia? Claudia was like 40 minutes away from me, Inglewood. Okay, about 30, 40 minutes away from me. I can get Claudia back any second. She's also crazy, but you know what? I think Daria's more crazy now. I don't know. They're both crazy. Just because I post a video or picture of my ex, it's because I'm rubbing into you delusional haters that I fucked hot women. It's not because I want my exes back. I have a girlfriend, you dumb motherfuckers, man. And I don't want to post my girlfriend's picture because I don't want you idiots, to make videos about my girlfriend. You can make my exes all you want. They're my exes. But my girlfriend will never be an ex. And I don't want you people to make videos about her or fucking you delusional videos, you crazy motherfuckers. Exactly. That's why I'm keeping it. It's called private life. I warned Daria. I said, these guys on the internet, they're mentally fucking sick beyond repair. They're going to make you infamous. Do you want to be on the internet? I said, I exposed them. I beat the shit out of world-class fighters. I'm the fucking champ. But this is boxing. This is a man's game. Do you want to be on the internet? She said, well, I don't mind. She's like, I don't mind showing how beautiful I am. She told me. I said, oh, okay. I'm like, are you sure? I asked her many times, are you sure? I said, Daria, I wouldn't write. Before, I didn't let her. But then she, like, literally asked me. She was like, let me go on YouTube. And I'm like, oh. And there you go. That's why when I get married again, my current girlfriend will never put her on YouTube. I mean, she may record me fight one day when I'm in Europe. You may hear her sexy voice in the background. That's going to really get under your hater's skin. But see, the thing is, you're not going to know how she looks like. Therefore, you're not going to be able to make any stupid Photoshop videos. But yeah, even if she wants to record out, we'll see. I don't know. Only if it's in a ring. Because in the gym it's dangerous. Because in the gyms, we start throwing bombs, we start exchanging. Yeah, it's dangerous. She could be there to watch, but she has to be at a distance. So I'm fighting, I'm punching heavyweights. I drop the fucking cruiserweight, kung fu. My next fight, I'm gonna drop my opponent, man. And if I fight Lee again, the guy. Only on the out. If he wants a rematch, I'll tell him, look, man, you get a rematch only if you throw. I mean, you threw in the end, but you got to do what you did in the end. You got to do that the whole fight. Toe to toe, let the best man win. Charlie Zonoff obviously is going to win. You all know that. I don't think that there's a point of a rematch. I outbox him for pretty goddamn easily. But it's not about that. It's not about winner or loser wants the rematch. It's about that I can't get a fight in L.A. I beat everyone's ass. It's better to beat a guy you already defeated than not fight anyone at all, correct? That's what I'm saying. Yeah, I'm very happy that I exposed that Stephen A. Smith, Shaq shit, That's just ridiculous. I mean, dude, Shaq is a fucking joke, man. Yeah, you guys talk basketball, trash talk, Listen, I played basketball before. I know the trash talk is part of the game, but this is getting a little more than trash talk, man. KD, listen, man. LeBron, I cannot give props to a guy who is friends with a guy who I ran off the street. I'm sorry, man. I'm a fan of Kyrie Irving, but he was also... Look, LeBron said that Conor McGregor was inspiration, and he used that to the whole Cavs team as motivation. Yeah, well, no wonder they're fucking losing. Conor McGregor is a joke, all right? Three losses. The guy never fights. The guy it's all an act. They even said it on... They even, like... Skip Bayless is like, I mean, somebody said it, like, is it all an act? I mean, like, they were debating it. I mean, of course it's an act. He even admitted in one of his interviews that a big part of it is fake. It's all from Conor McGregor is just some rich Irish guy. He has no idea how to box. He may know how to wrestle, but he has no idea how to fight. Horrible. I would murder Conor McGregor. He's way too small for me. I'd beat Leo, 180-0, 225-pound, I repeat, 225-pounder fighter. Never lost. Charlie Zonoff. And when I come back in May or June, you already know the result. Listen. Me and we squared up. Like I said, look at the size disparity. I am 160 pounds. He is 225 pounds. He had 8-ounce gloves. I had 12-ounce gloves. And I beat him. No cheap shots. I waited on video for him to put on the gloves for him to square up, for him to be ready, and then I hit him. And you fucking schizophrenic haters always try to, you know, look for excuses and, oh, but you cheap shot at him. Oh, but he didn't have his gloves on. Hey, oh, but you're fucking delusional. He had his fucking gloves on. He had smaller gloves than me, despite being 65 fucking pounds heavier than me, and I still fucking beat him. Now, if you don't respect that, then something is wrong with you. Charlie Zelenoff is number one pound for pound. I'm better than every single fighter on HBO. I've done proven it. I'm better than every single fighter on Showtime. I've done proven it. I smashed Deontay Wilder. Dude, when I punched Deontay Wilder, it looked, you should have been there. Like, the sound of the punch was so fucking loud. I mean, it's loud on video. But if you were there live at the fight, dude, ask Scotty, the rapper who made the song about me, Bone Thugs, the guy who used to rap with Bone Thugs, I'm Rip. That shit sounded like a fucking gunshot went off at the gym, man. His fluke knockdown didn't hurt me at all, but when I hit him, I hurt him, man. I hurt him to the point where he doesn't want to fight me for 3 years. Deontay Wilder's a fucking bitch, man. Let's leave it at that. I beat Lee Waleo. I would literally, if 180-0 Lee would fight, well, he's 180-1. 180-1 Lee versus Deontay Wilder? I'd put money that Wilder gets knocked out in round one. Knocked out. He would time him. He would let Wilder gas out. Wilder would throw his sloppy shit. He wouldn't land. Lee has great defense. It took the greatest of all time to break through his guard. I broke through his guard. I embarrassed him. But that's me, okay? I'm the greatest of all time. Wilder's not even shouldn't be mentioned in the same phrase as greatest of all time. Wilder and Lee versus the 180-0 guy that I just recently beat? Oh, yeah. Wilder gets knocked out right away. Oh, yeah. This is coming from a fighter who beat them both. And I'm telling you, unbiased, Wilder would get knocked out by that Samoan that I just beat recently.